Now, if you say the word circus, it probably conjures up all sorts of images in your mind, like it does with me, of clowns, jugglers, high wire acts and wild animal tamers. However, next Tuesday sees the arrival in the city of a very different kind of circus. After 12 years of relentlessly touring the world, achieving cult status on the way, the Circus of Horrors show rolls into Preston for two nights of hellish fun at the Guildhall. Described as an awe-inspiring, jaw-dropping show that'll have you on the edge of your seat when you're not falling off it with laughter, the sensational new show threatens to stimulate all the senses, packed with new acts and shocks that surpass everything that has come before. And I'm delighted to be joined by the undead ringmaster, Dr. Hayes. Good evening, Doctor, and thanks for joining us.
Not at all. It's good to be talking to somebody from Preston.
Well, you were, I was saying in the introduction before that you are a Preston boy born and bred.
Absolutely, yeah. Very proud of it too. Big North End fan. Go and see them whenever I can.
Excellent.
Looking out in the programmes, fun to the player, all that sort of stuff.
The Circus of Horrors conjures up all sorts of bizarre images. According to your website, the new show is called The Evolution. What can we expect to see?
Well, what we've got is, obviously we've been going now for nearly 13 years, and we wanted to sort of change the show quite a bit this year. So we've still got people like Gary Stretch in it, who's got the stretchiest skin in the world. He pulls his skin maybe 6 or 7 inches from his face, lets go, and it goes straight back like elastic. And Captain Dan, the demon dwarf, who opens beer bottles with his eye socket.
No, I saw Demon Dwarf, I thought we were seeing a swift return for Billy Davis to the city.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's another Demon Dwarf.
So
we're going to Derby as well. I don't know what it's going to be like there.
So what else will there be in the show?
Well, there's obviously there's flying trapeze acts and things like that. There's a fantastic roller skating act from Russia, a whip cracking act, a whole load of stuff, over 28 performers and musicians. So it's a huge, huge show, by far the biggest we've done for a long time. And it'll be very, very exciting, but very funny at the same time.
Excellent. Sounds absolutely brilliant. And before I started researching what was going on in Preston for this show, to be perfectly honest, I'd never heard of it. But from looking at the website and looking at reviews, it seems to have met with very good critical reviews.
It normally does, yeah. I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but most people, you go there with an open mind and you really enjoy it. It's more funny than scary. You watch it, it's all performed with a forked tongue in each cheek, really. But it's very, very exciting, and that's the emphasis. It's everybody loves circuses of some form or another, and it's just the fact that we're doing it with rock and roll music in the background and with a live band and, as I said, loads of humour. And it's just, there's a whole sort of theme to it and things, and the scenery's great and the lights are great, and it's just a really good, exciting evening.
And does coming back to Preston have a special relevance for you? Do you feel like you've come home when you perform here?
I always do, actually. I've got no family in town now because my mum died 10 years ago and she lived up in Ingle. So I always used to go and stay there when I was in Preston, but I've still got a lot of good friends there, and I stop at a mate of mine when I come down, and it's always great, and it'd be even better if North End are top of the league when we get there next week.
Well, we're all keeping our fingers crossed for that one.
Yeah.
I hope they can do it for you.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in going, it's on next Tuesday and Wednesday, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. We did one day in the Guildhall last year, but we completely sold it out, so we decided to add an extra day this year, so... Yeah, so we're doing Tuesday and Wednesday next week, yeah.
So the advice is to get your tickets earlier rather than later, because
it's always better too, because, yeah, all the people that come and see us tend to leave it to the last minute to book, and there was 200 or 300 turned away last year, and obviously we don't want that to happen again. So if they book, they'll get in, no problem.
It does sound like an absolutely tremendous show, and I'm certainly going to book my tickets as soon as I get home tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on when the box office is open, because from looking at the website, it looks fantastic. Have you got the website address for people who are interested in checking it out?
www.circusofhorrors.co.uk.
That's brilliant.
Very
and you're going to join us in the studio next week, I believe.
I certainly am, yeah, and I'll try and bring one of the freaks or two of the freaks with me, and we'll have a bit of fun in there.
And we've got one or two here. We might be able to palm a few off on you.
Okay, I mean,
we've
great.
Got Dale, who is Welsh, and with everything from Wales being fashionable, Dale has successfully managed to buck that trend.
Okay,
so,
lovely.
You know, we might be able to palm a few off onto you.
Yeah, that's great. Two of our band are from Wales as well.
Oh, it'll fit in nicely. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Okay, no problem.
Good luck with the shows you've got. Have you got any in between?
Yeah, we're in Hastings tonight. I'm just stood outside the theatre now.
Right.
Brighton tomorrow. So no, we're every night. Then up to Great Yarmouth for two nights. Then across to Preston.
Excellent. So I'll look forward to seeing it next Wednesday night. And the best of luck with the rest of the tour.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.